Listening to the Christian radio station, my favorite part is Ken Davis's 60-second spot called Lightening Up. The one that he had some time ago, I think, addresses today's gospel lesson. A man tells his pastor, "Pastor, I gave my life to God." And the pastor responds, "What part of your life did you give to him?" The point of the message: God has gifted each of us with specific gifts wrapped up in these bodies. So God desires us to offer ourselves, the gifts given to us, as a living sacrifice, so that every part of who we are gives glory to his name. We call that type of living discipleship. At first, our gospel lesson sounds like a story of a harsh master who takes from the poor and gives to the rich. But we need to remember that Jesus is the storyteller. He uses imagery that people can understand. His point was to say what God expects can be summed up in one word: accountability. Jesus was preparing his disciples for the time he would leave the world. He told them his departure would not be permanent, that he would return. Well, let's redo the parable in this way. Before he left, he entrusted his disciples with specific talents. To one, he entrusted the talent to teach. To another, the gift of compassion. To another, the ability to interpret faithfully the scriptures. He entrusted his followers with the ability to listen attentively to others, to be hospitable, to do acts of kindness, and to be understanding to those who are misunderstood. Jesus then instructs them to use what they have been given as often as they could. He empowered them to use those in the world so that others would be saved. Jesus then departs for a long time. When he returns, he asks each of his followers what he or she did with the talents entrusted to them. And the first was excited about what had happened as she was using her talent. And she shared, "I used my talent to teach as often as I could. I taught children and young adults and the elderly. I was able to get through to them, and it seemed like they understood. At first, I was afraid. I didn't know about enough about you or the Bible. But the more I taught, the more I learned, the more I used my gift to help others, the better I got at it." And Jesus responds, "Well done, my trustworthy disciple. Because you have been so faithful with this talent, I will give you more abilities that will enable you to become even more of a great teacher. And you will be able to reach still more people with my love on a deeper level." The second disciple was also excited. The gift of compassion allowed him to touch people's lives in ways he never experienced. He told Jesus, "When you entrusted me with that gift of compassion and empathy, I was stunned. I grew up with people telling me it wasn't manly to hug, share feelings, or cry. But after you gave me the gift, I found myself wanting to reach out to my son with a hug, not with a handshake. I began noticing what other people are feeling. And sometimes I had to hold back tears when someone was crying in my presence. I had always resisted those instincts. It finally came to me, what you said. If I hugged, felt, cried with others, they would come to know you. At first, I was really clumsy at it, and it made me nervous. The more I expressed my compassion, the easier it got, and the better I was able to meet the people's needs that were before me." Jesus replies, "Well done, good and trustworthy disciple. The more you use your gifts of compassion, the more effectively you become showing my love. Because you have been faithful in this talent, I will give you more." The third disciple approaches Jesus, bows his head in reverence. All these years I protected your talent to interpret the scriptures. I kept it to myself. I didn't share my insights with anyone just in case I would be wrong. I didn't want to upset you by leading people astray. I kept my mouth shut. Whenever there was a Bible study, most often I did not attend. I know that it makes you angry when people misuse the gifts that you've given them, so I was careful and I didn't use my gift at all. Jesus responds, I entrusted you with the talents of faithful interpreting the scriptures so you could help others learn more about me and my love. Just think how many never heard the message of love and forgiveness because you wouldn't use your talent. All the people you encountered who had questions, maybe wondered about me, never experienced my presence because of your unwillingness to share. People lost because of you. You lived your life as if I hadn't given you anything. And then Jesus goes on to say, my work is too important to waste on such unfaithful disciple. Because you have not been a good steward of the talent I gave you, I will take it away and give it to another. Someone who will use the talent to reach others with my love. And Jesus says to each and every one of us, for to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have abundance. But for those who deny what's been given to them, even what they have will be taken from them. The more we use the gifts, the talents God entrusts us with, the stronger those abilities become, the more effective we claim Jesus Christ is our Lord. The secret to understand this parable is to see in it the love that God demonstrates by placing in our hands the task closest to his heart. What is that task? Making him known to all people. He calls us to the task and equips us to the task, equipping us to live in relationship with him by our gathering together in his word at worship, being fed at his table, fellowshipping together and getting to know one another and being for each other, and then being sent out as the body in serving those we encounter. The question the pastor asked the man who told him he gave his life to God is a question we all need to ask of ourselves. What part of my life have I given to God? In a world marked by suspicion, backbiting, those who offer words of encouragement, who show trust and hope, are like an oasis of green growing life. In a world wounded by rugged individualism, cutthroat competition, and greed, the Holy Spirit blesses each Christian with the ability to use one's gifts for the greater common good. And that is to build up the body of Christ and to serve those in need. Jesus' words direct us to use our God-given gifts wisely while we still have time. We do not know when the Lord will return or the day of our death. Which will come first? We do not know, but we have good news. We have a choice. The good news is we have a choice. Free to choose each day to use what God has given to us to reach others, not for us, but for him. How great and awesome will be that day, standing before our Lord, and hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant. The harvest, the opportunity, is great. The harvest, the opportunity, just alone in Osceola County, is great. And let us not fool ourselves. Time is short. Amen.